enjoy a good squeeze.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Margot.
And I'm August.
And this is a good squeeze.
Sure, we squeeze a little bit of that James Bond into our everyday lives and our holiday season.
That's right, a little holiday cheer from the novice and the nostalgic today.
That's right. We're lovingly calling it the squeezemas season.
The squeezemas season, because we are a good squeeze. You do the rest of the thinking.
And mass.
Mass.
Yes, from the time this episode comes out to the time Christmas rolls around this year, we're going to be giving you a lot of gifts, yep. Spreading the holiday Squeezemas cheer
One might call it the 12 days of Squeezemas, but don't expect much. don't expect 12.
Expect maybe 3.
There will be 12 days.
Yes.
I can promise you that there will be 12 days. How you celebrate is up to you, okay?
That's what Squeezemas is all about.
It's about figuring it. It's figure it out. The Squeezemas holiday cheer is about.
Margot.
You're welcome.
Do you find yourself to be more of a Scrooge or more of a Grinch or more of neither?
That's three choices that don't necessarily...
It's a spectrum.
Right. Well, it's not much of a spectrum as much as it is just a loop. Now, there's a few renditions of the Grinch, and there's one interpretation of Scrooge. Wait, let me rephrase that. There's multiple interpretations of Scrooge, but Scrooge, the character, is pretty set in stone. It's avarice. He likes money, and he doesn't like people. We know a few people like that, all of us, everyone listening. And then the Grinch, you know, there's some different backstories, and there's different this and different that and yada, yada, yada. Now, I would love to claim that I am Jim Carrey's interpretation of the Grinch. I would love to say that. We would all love to say that. But I have terrible news for everyone. You're not. I'm not. We're just not. We're not that guy. And we want to be that guy. We're not. And that's my Scrooge message to everyone. That's how I Scrooged everybody here. You were like, I'm whimsical and funny. I'm like, no, you're not. Money, please. So that's where we're at. I think so. Scrooge, to answer your question.
Are you're saying like humbug to that and that?
I'm saying I don't like that. and money, please. Please and thank you. No, thank you. You owe me. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I wish I wasn't that guy. I think I'm closer to Scrooge than I am to Grinch. To the Grinch.
Say his full name, yeah. Please.
his God-given name.
Yeah. First name, the. His last name is Grinch.
Grinch. What about you? Which one are you?
Which one am I?
Or neither, I guess, is an option, which makes it so much fun.
I'm neither. I'm sweet.
Would you rather eat worms, lick poop, or neither? evidently.
Hey, you had that option. You chose But
that's the whole point of that is like, you gotta choose one, and you're like, it's okay, you have free will. Which is a nice thing to do, I guess. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Anyways, I'm Margo.
That's the Squeezemas season. That's what it's all about.
So are you a Grinch or are you a Scrooge?
I'm Michael Caine's interpretation of the Grinch. That sound like Michael Caine?
Yes, exactly. I said, wait, who is that?
Michael, what are you doing
in here
again?
That's not August. I thought I heard somebody else coming. And he left.
He's like, I was up in Burma and I heard a noise. And I came in the room, and there I was. I was a Grinch. I don't know.
That's nice. That's actually pretty good. The candor's there. And the cadence.
The cadence candor?
I don't know what the difference between those two words are.
And that's the squeeze for the season.
Yeah.
You say that when it's least appropriate, a.k.a. it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to challenge my listeners, not yours. I'm going to challenge my listeners, not yours. Use a word you don't know, and...
See if anyone notices.
See if anyone notices that you have no idea what that word now means. Mm-hmm. Just try. That's my challenge out there. Let us know how you did.
You know my favorite strange word to use, and I don't get the chance to use it often, is pulchritudinous.
What is that?
Pulchritudinous is essentially maybe I'm mixing it up. What is pulchritudinous? Tell us in the comments. What is pulchritudinous? Yeah,
use that word. Use it and really don't end the sentence with it, because then it gives people the chance. You have to pepper it in. How do you say it? Pulchritudinous.
Pulchritudinous.
Pulcher.
Pulchra.
Pulchritudinous. And then this pulchritudinous dude just walks in. You gotta see. You gotta keep going with your sentence. Really drive it out, and then. Gives them 1 second to be like, wait, what do they say? And then it's too late. Mm-hmm. You're already at the next thought, and you've completed your story, and it's their turn to talk. And now they have to use a big word. So that's how you do it, guys.
I did look it up because I wasn't confident in what it actually meant, because I haven't used that word in years. But mm-hmm. I was right in my head. I should have just said it. It does mean beautiful.
Oh.
But I was mixing that word up in amaranth, which is a beautiful flower that yes. never fades.
Oh, that's very lovely.
So you, yeah. Margo, you are my pulchritudinous amaranth.
Nice. What you call me? I was gonna. What were we talking about?
Talking
about Christmas, there's one word that you always mix up, and that's okay because we all do it. Is temperamental and temporary, but it's okay because they sound similar.
Okay.
Anyways, so Christmas. So we talk about Christmas. We talk about the holiday season. We're talking about Squeezmas here. But most importantly, we want to talk about how we celebrate not just Squeezmas, but our, Christmas interpretation.
Yeah, throughout our relationship together, Margo's been so gracious to attend all of my family Christmases and gatherings, and because we're Italian, there's quite a few. Pretty much every weekend, sometimes multiple, and it got to the point where we didn't find the time. When the heck were we gonna celebrate together? Our own little personal Christmas. And if you recall, when we first started seeing each other and within that first year, we created the, we called it the Margo Christmas Special.
I remember the Margo Christmas Special. Yeah, I was very excited for the Margo Christmas Special. Because I was used to one Christmas, end of story. That's not a unique thing to me. That's most people in general. So then when you told me there were multiple Christmases, I was like, well, that's very exciting. And because you were like, oh, we're going to my dad's Christmas, we're going to my mom's Christmas, there's a label to each Christmas. And because I only think about myself, I was like, well, when's Margo's Christmas? So then it became Margo's Christmas Special, because that was going to be the whole thing. And we were dating. We were just dating, so there wasn't that our Christmas yet. But that was the last time we called it the Margo Christmas Special, and
that's not true either. We had the Margo Christmas Special for 2 full years. Well, not 2 full years. Dude,
it was all about me for 2 full years. That's not a stretch.
No, we had 2 editions of the Margo Christmas Special.
Well, whoops. So I guess we did it for 2 years. And I believe you. And after that,
that's good listening.
What do we do? Oh yeah, can you talk? Because I can't. Okay. I'm stumbling over my words.
I mean, we did what we still do now, which was, that's where our traditions kind of started. What do you want?
We're just not getting to the point. We're like, well, here's the thing. Here's where it started. Well, actually, technically.
Well, I would have taken over, but you'd leave no room.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Nothing has changed. The end. No. Our traditions have developed over time. We, always got together and we made a special meal. It's always been this Christmas duck that I make every year. And, that's something that's going to carry on, but we always add something different and new. One year you made, bao buns, I think. we did like too many meals one year of like, it's just two people. Man. I cooked for like 24 people.
It was a lot of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like the seven fishes. Each thing was like a unique dish and there's only two of us.
Yeah.
And then we always watched like particular movies, and that's changed over the years as in like it's kind of grown. But one movie in particular we have watched every year is The Muppets Christmas Carol, and mm-hmm. we eat that while we have the main course of our Margo Christmas special Eve. But that has since turned into what we lovingly call Sweetie Miss.
Well, say it right.
Sweetie Miss.
Sweetie Miss. Hard T.
Because we're sweeties and mass.
You don't get to celebrate Sweetie Miss. You get to celebrate whatever you want. You don't get. And not you, August. You the listeners.
She said that looking right at me.
You, the listeners. By the way, every time I talk to the listeners, I just start yelling at the computer. I mean, you know, you free will, but like, yeah, you know,
you
know what
with
I mean.
Us.
You don't well, get to, you don't get to cook, come over, okay? It's our thing. Sorry.
But yeah. The people, they get to celebrate Squeeze-mas.
That's right. With us. We're giving you Squeeze-mas.
Yeah. But Sweetie Miss is
Sweetie Miss.
Sweetie Miss. is our day, you know, it's like a day long event. I'll make a extravagant breakfast, we'll have our coffee and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we watch like Scooby Doo.
We'll watch like anime films that have like Christmas essences, I guess is the best we can describe
it. It's funny because it's either Christmas essence or coziness.
Cozy
essence.
Is what we go for.
Because
yeah.
As far as cozy goes, usually while I'm like cooking our lunch, we'll play the movie Lupin the Third, mm-hmm. Castle Cagliostro in the background. Mm-hmm. King of Cozy right there, that mm-hmm. movie. But has nothing to do with Christmas.
We usually start the day with that. And then for lunch, we watch Tokyo Godfathers.
That's when we're eating. I said when I'm making the stuff.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. My bad.
So, yeah, with lunch, lately, these past few years, we've been kind of doing like dim sum, mm-hmm. like soup dumps, dumplings, and shumai and all that kind of good stuff. And we'll watch, yes, Tokyo Godfathers.
Mm-hmm. Which is a reinterpretation of Three Godfathers, the John Wayne film, by Satoshi Kon, who is a very underrated director, creates very compelling films, and we'll talk about that another day. But Tokyo Godfathers is one of them. Probably my second or third favorite Christmas film.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that I called it a film. But
is it not?
It's, people say movies. I say films. Sorry, I suck. yeah, it's my favorite. It's probably my second or third favorite Christmas movie. But we always end up taking a nap afterwards, or we fall asleep during the movie.
Because we eat so much
it's cozy.
Dim sum.
It's cozy.
And it's cozy.
We have the fire on, and we're on the couch, and having a good time. You know, it's all about the coz. The coz mm-hmm. over here. It's good squeeze.
That's what Sweetie Miss usually is. What's your favorite Christmas movie, if not Tokyo Godfathers?
It's gotta be Muppets. I think it's Muppets. Mm-hmm. It's the one that I think about the most. I'll just start like... Just, you know, it's like March and I'll be singing that, or like July, or, you know, pick a month. Yeah, I guess that has to be it. That's the one I think about the most. That's the one that brings me the most Christmas joy. I really like Tokyo Godfathers. That might be number two.
Yeah.
And I don't know about number three. I'll ask you that same question. You'll say your first or second one. I'll be like, oh, no, actually, that's my favorite. That's my favorite too. So you go ahead, list your
so,
top five for you.
Yeah. You know, okay. I'm a big fan of the obscure Christmas movie. You know, I like Batman Returns, Gremlins, Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Die Hard 3. No, but Die Hard 1, 2. Edward Scissorhands, On Her Majesty's Secret Service. You know, those kind of like, not on the nose, hey, this is a Christmas movie, but it's a Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm. What were we watching that we were like, this is a Christmas movie? It had a scene and it was Christmas.
Couldn't tell you.
It was Jimmy Stewart or something. Old timey. It'll come to me.
It'll come to us, yeah. We are, you know, even like, well, is The Apartment a Christmas movie?
It
No.
is.
Or is it an obscure Christmas movie? You know what
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
saying?
yeah.
It's not like the Santa
But
Claus.
we were watching a movie that we weren't watching it for Christmas. And then a scene popped up and I was like, this is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Christmas movie. So, yeah.
I can't remember. But, you know, as far as like the more traditional Christmas movies, you know, Home Alone's always really high up there for me. I like to watch it every year, but also it's probably one of the movies I quote the most in my everyday life. Like, not just around the holidays. But lately, and when I say lately, I mean over like the last decade, that Muppets Christmas Carol has become more and more special. I mean, I watched it my whole life, but it's really because of us, because of you, and watching it with you for our traditions. And I look forward to it every year.
You grew up with Christmas movies. I did not. I didn't know that was a thing. I knew there were Christmas movies. I just assumed they were, you know, some people watched them, some people didn't. And then I met you, and you were like, what Christmas movies do you want to watch this year? And I was like, why would we? And you introduced me to that concept. And I remember when we watched Muppets Christmas Carol, it was like, it was, I don't know, there's some like childlike awakening within me that was like, like just so happy. That was the most annoying sound I could make. I apologize. But still, I was very excited. I was, I don't know, like, found meaning in my life again. It just, I don't know, there's something so whimsical and beautiful about it that it did teach me the magic of Christmas, which sounds so ridiculous, but
no, it doesn't. It's
yeah,
literally what it's
it
about.
Was ridiculous to me because I was like, why do I like this so much? Why is this such a good movie? And I learned, and then you showed me all the other Christmas movies, and yeah, so I created a relationship with these movies a lot later in my life, which I hear is a very common thing too. I mean, you know, we immigrated to this country a little, you know, like very Swiss. So we kind of like Christmas movies is a very American thing. And that's not something that like my parents, you know, introduced us to, you know, not a big deal, but that typically is how that works. Your parents show you Christmas movies, right? And then, or like they bring home the VHS and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, but yeah, Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah. It's probably my favorite, and another high one up there. I've always loved it, but now it's like more solidified in like my top three is, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh yeah.
With Big Jim Stewart.
Big Jim.
Yeah, not only that as a Christmas movie, I think it's kind of slowly becoming one of my, like, it's definitely maybe somewhere in my top 20 favorite movies of any genre. It's just, yeah, I almost can't even think about the movie without getting a big old lump right here in my throat.
Has it garnered more meaning the older you've gotten?
Yes, I think
that's
why.
Now that you're old.
Now that I'm right where he's at.
Now that you're stressed and you're in the same situation as him, trapped in a marriage.
yeah, it's like my life passed me by. All my dreams came and went. Now I just want to, I just wish I never was born. Marry.
I'm just like getting a ride from like 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer.
Oh, man. But hey, it's a wonderful life.
You're joking, right? Okay, anyway, so it's a great movie.
Yes, and I was joking as I wink. I wink to our audience. But yeah, you know, with the Sweetie Miss and traditions, I was curious in your mind, not that we have to, it's, you know, for the sake of us and the show, and our concept, can you imagine, because we always add things, you know, we try things out. Can you imagine incorporating James Bond in any capacity for our Sweetie Miss?
Certainly not. Squeeze Miss, yes. Sweetie Miss, nope. I think what I love about Sweetie Miss is, sorry, let me say it right. Sweetie Miss. The emphasis matters. Is that it happened naturally. I didn't grow up with any Christmas traditions. This wasn't a matter of us negotiating, like, oh, we need to do this, we need to do that. This was just you showing me Christmas. Like, from your stance, because again, excuse me, just like everyone else in this world, I celebrate different Christmas differently than you do. And it's, I don't know, like, we didn't have Christmas traditions. That's fine. Christmas looked different every year. That's also fine. We had a good time. But you had Christmas traditions. So going into your Christmases, it was just a new thing. It was just another new Christmas. And I loved that there was repetition and consistency. And every time we celebrated, certain things stayed. We got rid of some things just out of convenience. Mm-hmm. We never had to negotiate. We never had to do any kind of compromise or anything. And I like that it just happened naturally. So I wouldn't want to force anything in it. Let's just do it. If you're like, can we watch on Your Majesty's Secret Service? I'm not going to wait on Your Majesty, on Her Majesty's. Hers, which is his now. That's kind of weird.
Well, this movie came out.
I'm talking about the Secret Service. That's her. That's his now. It's not hers. That's wild. Anyways, but on Her Majesty's, if you asked to watch it, I wouldn't be like, no, we have to watch my movie. Like, it's, yeah, let's, sure, whatever you want to do. Sounds great. I would probably ask to watch my movie next, but that's just because I would want to. You know, it's not a matter of like, we have to stick to the formula, but I wouldn't want to, like, I don't want to create content that day. You know, I don't want to make it like a podcast thing or a, you know, an art gallery thing or a my work thing or whatever. You know, it's, to me, it is becoming so sacred, and I love that. But I also like how, not open-ended, but how authentic it is. Would I want to just create a Squeezemas with you? Like, the day before Sweetiemas, we have Squeezemas? We have so many Christmases. Like, I wouldn't mind doing that at all. Or just doing, like, a James Bond day, during the holiday season in Pittsburgh, because we have a lot of markets, we have a lot of restaurants, we have a lot of pop-up bars, we have a lot of opportunities to do that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind doing that at all. But I would say no. Sweetiemas is Sweetiemas. I would just keep business out of that. Yeah. What about you? Oh. Like, what about you?
As she asked me with a gun pointed right at me.
In my mouth. Through my mouth. Sorry.
I wish I was never born, Clarence. That was a bad Jimmy Stewart impression. I can do better.
And that kind of hurt my feelings.
I was doing an impression of you because you said the gun was in your mouth.
Oh, no. Like, it's like, yeah, but I'm like, you're behind me. So I'm like, tell me now. But I'm like, not, you know, I don't know. Like, it's my first day using a gun and I've never threatened someone with it. So you put it in your mouth and you turn your back on someone. So then they just, I guess they get knocked by it. I don't know how much my head could stop a bullet. That's a bad, that's not a nice thought. Shout out, Yin's boys.
Oh my goodness, it's off the rails.
I'm sorry. Anyways, so what do you think?
The miracle of Christmas. No, I mean, I was going to be open for anything, but no, I mean, what you just said, I agree. Everything,
you have to.
Yeah, because I do. Oh. But everything has happened so organically, so naturally.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, over time, you know, little this, little that, but it was never like with intention, like, hey, next year, let's do this. It's more like we just kind of did it.
Yeah.
It was nothing like planned, like in that regard.
Every, like, a month or two before Sweetiemas, you'll come up to me and you'll be like, wait, what day is Sweetiemas today, this year? Mm-hmm. Like, we do it at a certain point, sure. Like,
it's for us.
It's usually before Christmas, but it's usually 1 or 2 days. We're never really sure. And I like that, you know. It's, mm-hmm. we you know, I don't know. It just happens so, like you said, organically. And I love that. That's my favorite part about this entire season, is it just has settled into its space, and it's supposed to be what it is, and I like that. It just is, and then we naturally fit into that. Isn't that deep? I'm so smart. I'm astounded by my intelligence right now.
Well, let's put your thoughts to the test in this Squeezemas. Yes. So, like I said, everything's growing. This has been a huge growing year for us, personally, artistically, content-wise, all the good stuff. So with the concept of a Squeezemas, And Margo and I had not, we have not talked about this before. I'm about to ask this question, but what would that look like in your mind? Let's say it's the eve of Sweetiemas. What is Squeezemas to you? Like, how would you celebrate a Squeezemas?
Just like Sweetiemas, it's you doing a whole lot of cooking. Me just like, bah, 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 just watching movies. I guess it would be, I mean, we'd have to, I kind of like the idea of us having like, you know, those tuxedo t-shirts.
Okay.
You know, where it's relaxed, it's nice, but, or like a sweater, if they make a sweater of that. Do they make a sweater of that?
I'm 89 sweater.
Years old. I don't know. So, you know, go on Amazon, find some. Or a local business, you know. So, I'm not good at planning. That's the problem. You know,
I'm not asking you to plan anything.
No. I know you're not.
Some concepts.
When I'm saying like, I like it when you do all the work. Yeah. And I'm just like, this is fun.
You know, so, you saying know. That and I'll just jump in. I imagine like a Sweetiemas celebration.
Sweetiemas.
Or sorry, a Squeezemas anyway. Oh. A Squeezemas celebration.
We're both wrong.
Would most likely be what I kind of do for us when we do watch the Bond movies.
Oh, yeah.
So it's more like a curated experience, right? It's like, oh, you know, this is going to be the main event, the movie of choice. Let's like have a feast around that as far as like food and drink and like little like nod hors d'oeuvres. And when I say nod, I mean like little Easter egg stuff.
And it's not Bondmas, it's Squeezemas. So we're celebrating a good squeeze. We're thinking about us. Okay, everyone.
You are a Scrooge.
Yeah, Scrooge money, please. but then maybe we could watch action films that are Christmas related. You know, it doesn't always need to be, like you said, it's a nod. It's a nod to James Bond. You know, because I don't think I'd have it in me to watch like 3 Bond films in one day, but I would I always have it in me to watch 3 movies in one day, no problem. But, you know, it can be very Bond dominant, Bond genre dominant, and we could definitely make that work.
Yeah.
One more Christmas.
And what, I mean, you know, it'd be interesting too, and maybe I should like think about this more, because I don't know how we would even pull it off because we're just so busy and during that, especially that late December time. But it might be cool to do some kind of like Pittsburgh Bond gathering of sorts, like the Squeezemas, like eggnog gathering at some like, you know, themed bar, or, you know, get together for
our
like
house.
A meal. Yeah.
Private invitation.
Come on over.
We have 5 spaces. Ooh, and then we, hey. The lights go off. We go, what's going on? Clink, clang, clung. We hear, ah! Lights go back on. There's a knife in my back. Someone's killed me.
Oh, this is like Clue, you're saying.
Yeah,
like a murder
like
mystery.
A murder mystery.
The way you came with it, you're like, we invite people and one of them kills me. You're saying it's like a murder mystery night.
Yeah, and now you have to solve who murdered your wife.
And it's kind of all in the family, because it could be Benoit Blanc who shows up and has
right.
to solve the mystery.
Ooh, and then we're like, hey, aren't you Daniel Craig? And he goes, shh. You can cut
lips.
That part out. That wasn't funny at all. He kisses you on the mouth.
Then Daniel Craig says, shh. And he kisses me.
Yeah.
On the
lips. When in doubt, if you ever bomb or make a bad joke, just say, and then he kisses me on the mouth. And that usually will get you out of a sticky situation. But then it would be funny. Now, I think this will be very funny. So, it's, you know, when the lights turn off.
Yeah.
It's just not dark enough to hide it. So you see me like stabbing myself in the back. This isn't funny. I'm sorry, guys. This is a serious matter, okay?
Squeezemas is serious
You're
business.
Right. And I just got murdered at my own dinner table. This is no laughing matter. Stop laughing.
I know who did it. It was you.
It was me the whole time. Take my mask off. I'm me again.
it's off the rails.
Anyways, thank you for laughing, my love.
Man. But yeah, that could be an idea, is like some kind of gathering of not just you and I, because then it's just Sweetie Miss again.
Yeah.
Or it's just what we do, you know, a couple times a year anyway with, kind of for our podcast, but yeah, for you and I watching a James Bond film, I like to immerse ourselves with food and drink and those sorts of deals.
A James Bond screening of On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Invite some people over. We just don't tell them that we're watching it and they can't sue us.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
How about, I mean, you don't have to go that route.
Yes, do.
Like, we don't have
to. The rules.
Okay. We're watching a movie at home, do we have to tell, like, you know, Universal
we're
Studios?
We're having six people over. Are we allowed?
Here's a question. So this was kind of put in my head semi-recently when we recorded our episode with Luke of Bond's Apartment. He was talking about, you know, around Christmas time, as like a tradition, they would have James Bond marathons and things. And he associates like From Russia with Love the most with the Christmas time. I believe that's what he said. Mm. Regardless, it got me thinking, what other James Bond movie that you can think of that you've seen, or maybe you haven't, would be a good like Squeezmas movie that isn't On Her Majesty's Secret Service?
Something about Skyfall. I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's
a strong pick.
It's cold in there, right? It's cold in there.
It feels cold and rainy and
yeah. Kind of sad.
Yeah, that's what Squeezmas is all about. I mean, Skyfall's a great James Bond,
great movie,
like,
yeah,
romp, you know, and it has it all, too. Great,
it's a rip-roaring good time.
It is. Great action, great music, great, you know, portrayal of Bond, of course. Did I say great villain? I'll say it twice. Great plot. You know, it's solid.
What about you?
Around the Christmas time that, you know, I got two. One is Dying of the Day, only because there's this, in my opinion, this great scene of this like ice castle battle. So it makes me think of Snowy Good Things.
I haven't seen it.
No, you haven't seen that one yet. We'll save that for another day. And then I don't know. I want to go a little more classic. Because when I think just like classic older films, I get nice and cozy. So I don't know which one. There's so many to pick from, but this one isn't like your Christmassy themed one at all. But you know, a Goldfinger might be nice. It's just like so like warm, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I guess in palette as well, like the color palette. It's a very warm film. But it just has those classic cozy vibes.
Okay.
From Russia with Love also.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, same notes there.
Yep. Here's my the thing is, I can't remember a lot of Bond films.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I feel like, you know, when I say like, oh, from the novice perspective, when we were talking to David, he was like, you know, you know, being nostalgic, I guess, is the idea. I don't remember.
He said, you're running out of time to say you're a novice because you're going to be a nostalgic before you know it.
So here's the thing. You got to remember the movies in order to be a nostalgic.
That's not true.
I'm still
nostalgia
having
is a memory.
Okay. Nostalgia, when you're watching movie and you're like, wait, I don't remember that. That's not nostalgia. Okay. Like, when did that happen? I don't know he was in this movie. Who is that? That's not nostalgia. That's talking loudly during a movie that you don't remember. So no. So I'm not saying, oh, I'm not a nostalgic yet. I am saying I'm not as nostalgic, but I got a ways to go. Because you asked me like, oh, what Bond movie is a Christmas movie? I'm like, of the ones I've seen, I can maybe tell you the plot of one of them. And I've seen half of them, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Not quite yet, but
like, GoldenEye is the one I've seen the most. I can't tell you with confidence, well, first of all, anyone's name. And second,
that's not true.
Okay.
Character names?
I can do two.
I bet you can do four.
James Bond and Natalia and Xenia.
And
Sean Bean. I don't remember.
What about
Trevelyan?
Yes.
Okay, that's four.
That's a good one.
Okay.
What about someone in like a loud
Boris?
Yeah.
That's five. I did it, you guys. Okay.
And did we say this one yet? Did you say Xenia?
I did say Xenia. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Are you old?
I can't remember things deaf? Either. Yeah. What about
so, okay,
Hagrid?
Okay, great.
What about
five.
Hagrid?
I don't. Geez, oh, Pete, I do not remember.
He's Valentin Sikorsky. Yeah.
The plot I kind of know. I don't remember who the real bad guy is.
Of what?
GoldenEye.
Trevelyan.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Oops. Oh, my lord.
Who's the guy who like holds the gun kind of funny with his hand off. On his hip?
Come out with your hands above you.
You know, like when we were watching it with our friends, I was very excited for that scene. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm remembering it wrong. Like kind of how I imagined Roger Moore doing anything. I'm like, oh, he's so bad at this and that. And look, and then he does it. And I'm like, oh, actually, it wasn't that bad. But we paused it. And it was exactly as I remember. Just hand on the hip. Real firm, tight elbow. Little hip pop and, you know, bent leg. And I don't know how to describe, like, a lightning bolt of an arm holding a gun. It was just perfect. So we all had a good laugh. All this to say, I can't remember most of the films that you've shown me. I remember the essence, and I remember the things that we talked about. But there's been a few episodes. You're like, tell me about this movie. And I'm like, oh, the cinematography. And I'm like, I know fully. I remember it a little, but
we recently watched Honor Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah, so.
Name four characters.
James Bond.
Okay.
Q, Moneypenny, and M. There we go.
There
you go.
Name three other characters.
Ruby.
Yes.
Blofeld.
Yes.
Hmm.
What was the main Bond girl?
Hmm. That's Trini.
Oh, Trini. Goodness.
Trinity. Teresa?
Teresa.
Teresa.
Which her abbreviated name was?
Terry.
We watched it last night.
Reese.
Tracy.
Oh. Okay. I'm so sorry. I don't know what it is about. Well, in general, movies, we'll walk out of a movie and I'm like, you know, the Sean Penn's character? Like, I don't remember the names.
Yeah.
In general. So
that's
we're
fair.
Watching this movie and you're like, come on, you know the one who's eating the chicken wings. I'm like, who are you talking about? So I, you know,
you did. It was Ruby.
Oh, I guess it was, huh? Was she eating chicken wings?
Chicken, yeah.
But Margot. I can't.
She can't remember
she
nothing.
She can't remember nothing. So this is the thing. Like, I enjoy these movies. I love watching them. And there are many times when I'm like, ah, this is what I remember about this movie, and I can make that association. Skyfall, I remember it being cold, and I like that, the coziness mm-hmm. around that.
And to be and fair, for you, you know, you're saying you don't remember Skyfall very well. You saw it one time, and now it's been almost 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was my first time watching it, too. What a great addition to that thought, Margo.
As I said, you've only seen it one time. The mystery is solved. Come on now.
I've seen it once, and it was my first time.
Okay. Get the hell out of here. Oh, man.
God, it's Jason Bourne. Okay.
It's getting off the rails.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Do you still want to do this podcast? Do you still like me?
I do.
Oh, okay.
All the above. So, yeah, you know, we shared our sweetie-mas traditions. Mm-hmm. We'll keep working on what Squeezemas can be going forward. I know at least for 2025, Squeezemas going to have a couple episodes of the podcast. And as we sit, you and I are planning on singing.
Yeah.
Which we're not necessarily singers, but we're going to sing.
Don't make me sing. Don't make me sing, you guys.
We're gonna sing.
Don't make me sing. Okay.
Our own rendition of the 12 days of Squeezemas.
That's right. You're welcome.
Maybe.
It'll be fun.
Maybe you're welcome.
Yeah.
Or you might say humbug to that. But that's what's going to be our 2025 Squeezmas. Mm-hmm. What it could mean in the future. Hey, let's build it together.
And I'm sorry I yelled at you guys earlier. I was really upset.
You're just fired up.
I was fired up and I'm always angry. But I am really, really excited to share Squeezmas with everybody. It'll be fun to see what it turns into. And I'm excited.
You know what a good tradition that a lot of people have, but we can have for Squeezmas is a game. Some people like to get together and play a little game. So Margo and I were talking, a very traditional movie for us is The Muppets Christmas Carol, right? Mm-hmm. And there's something out there in the ether called The Muppets Game. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
But it's pick a movie, replace all the characters with Muppets except for one human character or actor, rather. Who is that, and who are the Muppets portraying?
Which is an immediate ripoff of the Brothers Movie Factory, which is a great podcast that essentially these two dudes, cool dudes, watch a movie, and then they recast them with a modern day cast.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is an older movie they watch, but yeah.
That's right. Yeah, they would take an older film, like just like Marco said, and what would that look like if it came out today? You know, modern booking. You know, same movie, just different director, different composer, different actors.
The way that you talk about it, they should get you on.
Anywho. So yes, but we're gonna.
If you don't know, that's August Southern podcast, by the way. So.
Well, sure. Yeah. It was a podcast my brother and I used to do. I mean, we haven't stopped, but it's been a minute.
Yeah.
They'll
be back.
The Brothers Movie Factory.
So, anyways,
will return.
Muppets. Sorry. Please. So yes, we're gonna be playing the Muppets game with, you guessed it, Bond films.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to go first, or do you feel confident going first?
Oh, so I'll be honest. I don't think mine's very good. Okay. But let's do me first. Save the best for last, and then I can change mine because I get two tries. that's the rule. How do you?
Well, what movie? What movie?
We do smaller characters or just bigger? Like, does it matter?
There's no rules.
There's some rules. We need rules.
The one rule is, like, it's Muppets Christmas Carol, Muppets Treasure Island.
Okay.
What is it? Muppets.
Muppets, A View to a Kill.
Okay.
It's the most recent one we watched. And I really, really like that movie. I really enjoyed it. So, I guess we'll just kind of go off. Let's hit the main recurring characters first. And I kind of broke the rules a little bit. The idea is to have one human character, but the Muppets sometimes has multiple, and I did that.
Okay.
It's actually just all humans. Dressed as Muppets. So, we're going to hit it off with James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Will be played by Kermit.
Of course.
Of course. Of course. Because then I have to cast a James Bond, and that's just going to open a whole can of worms, and we don't need that right now. Moneypenny, played by Pamela Anderson. Modern-day Pamela Anderson. 58-year-old Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
I think it would work well, because she would have to play it serious, and I'm imagining like a Naked Gun-esque serious kind of, but not situation. It was her performance on The Naked Gun that I was like, you're perfect for this role. M, played by Sam the Eagle.
Of course.
Of course. Yes. What else she gonna do? Q, played by Bunsen, Honeydew, and Beaker.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's perfect, actually.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't even think of those guys.
So Beaker would get blown up and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, he's R.
Now, we have our James Bond, Kermit, and his ally is Sir Godfrey Tibbet, played by Gonzo and Rizzo.
Ah, inspired.
Yes, it's you know, he doesn't die, does he?
Yes, he does.
Oh, crap. Well, they can keep narrating, you know, like they can come back. It's fine.
There could be some fun shenanigans,
honestly,
with that.
Throw a halo on them. It's cool. It's Muppet rules.
You know, it'd be funny because Tibbet goes to get the car washed and Mayday's chilling in the back seat and kills him while they're in the car wash. Mm. It'd be kind of funny because you're saying Gonzo and Rizzo. If Gonzo somehow got tangled up in the car wash, like, yeah.
Like that, yeah.
So
yeah.
He's not dead. He's just stuck the rest of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. So James Bond is played by Kermit. So Stacey Sutton, obviously, is played by Miss Piggy.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Mayday. Who's going to play Mayday? Well, none other than Grace Jones.
Hell yeah.
She's going to reprise her role. There's no one else who can do this. I was thinking, like, maybe we could do Animal. Maybe we can do Sweetums. Nah, there's no one else who can do it. It's only Grace Jones. Now, in addition to the evil henchman, Scarpini?
Okay, yeah.
What is his name?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Statler and Waldorf, the hecklers,
yeah.
As the Bond henchmen, because mm-hmm. they would just heckle the villain and then still do the whatever. I was between them and Sweetums, but I think the hecklers are the way to go.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, I'm not quippy enough to think of how they could get
Like, you know, with the, when there's the show happening and, with the butterflies or mm-hmm. something, and then he like goes, and it, right? What is it? The
Mayday.
Tube?
It's a like a butterfly.
Yes,
with a hook.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. You know, maybe we could do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun. And then so you have James Bond. We have Stacey Sutton, Mayday. Mm-hmm. Now Max Zorin, played by Ralph Fiennes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I want him because I needed somebody who can be as serious as a heart attack. And I was thinking, like, you who I called brother. I was like, ooh, you do well. You would know how to act next to a Muppet and be very serious. So he'd be at the little dinner party and there'd be a bunch of little Muppets like going around and he'd be like the only human.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it's also funny. I guarantee no one had that on their life bingo card, but like, of all the lines that you could have said for Ralph Fiennes and his whole film catalog, he brought us to Prince of Egypt.
Yeah, because it's great. It's one of his best.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, just to recap, James Bond, played by Kermit. Stacey Sutton, played by Miss Piggy. Mayday, played by none other than Grace Jones. Sir Godfrey Tibbet, Gonzo and Rizzo. Max Zorin by Ralph Fiennes. Scarpine, Peen, whatever. Statler and Waldorf, the hecklers. Q, Bunsen, Honeydew, and Beaker. Moneypenny by Pamela Anderson. And M by Sam the Eagle.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
I'm okay with this.
That's good. That's strong.
The reason I said Ralph Fiennes is because when we were watching that movie, I was like, I would recast him with Ralph Fiennes.
Interesting.
I don't know why. Or was it this movie? It might have been a different Bond film. Probably was. That's okay.
It's probably one that Ralph Fiennes was already in.
Was he in a Bond film?
He's in a couple of them. He's M.
Oh, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the old ones.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I forgot he was M. That's funny. Look at that.
Yeah, next time we watch one of them, you'll be like, hey.
Look, I didn't know that. I don't remember any of this. Who is that? That's too violent for me.
At least how I approached my film, I might have led you astray, and it's okay. There's no rules.
There are rules.
But in my mind, when we were pitching this game to each other, I didn't think of it like if we made the movie today, who would, you know, play who? I just saw it as like you had Pamela Anderson playing Moneypenny. It would just still be like Lois Maxwell.
Oh, well, it still works.
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah. It does. I'm just not doing that, is what I'm saying. That's all.
And I just thought it would be funny to have Ralph Fiennes, like, fighting Grace Jones, modern-day Grace Jones, and Grace Jones just completely obliterating him. And also Grace Jones just lifting a Muppet over her head and, like, throwing it would be really funny.
That would be good. Which Muppet would she throw? Who's playing?
Bean Bunny, of course.
The Bean Bunny. Yeah. Or the chicken, whatever. Steal the chicken or something.
That'd be one of the rats or something. Oh, yeah, because all the rats would then be a bunch of the other entrants.
This is everyone else.
Yeah. And the horses would be there. Oh, and during the dinner party or the party, garden party, Swedish Chef would be in there with the little veggies. because you have to get it in.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Swedish, maybe the Swedish chef could play the, I can't remember his name, but like the German doctor.
Yeah. I was thinking of Fozzie Bear for him, and then I forgot about him.
That's even better, honestly.
Yeah, wait, that's the one I forgot, because I saw him, and I was like, oh, I do Fozzie Bear, and then I wrote all this down, and I didn't. What's the doctor's name?
I don't remember offhand.
Let's put German doctor.
Yeah, I'm bad with names. Let's see, German doctor. I don't usually do this, because I don't like to. Dr. Mortner. Karl Mortner.
So, let me re-add that, because I completely forgot about him. Fozzie Bear. There we go.
Now it's set in
you go
stone.
Waka waka waka. That'll be it.
Who would sing A View to a Kill then?
The band.
Yeah, I can't remember that band.
What are they called?
What's his name? Dr. Teeth or something?
Yeah.
Muppet Band.
Or it'd be like Diamonds Are Forever. And it'd be Miss Piggy.
It is Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
There you go.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Or Miss Piggy.
Sing it.
Diamonds Are Forever.
You're not doing Diamonds Are Forever.
What?
You did View to a Kill.
Oh, too bad. Why was I singing Diamonds Are Forever? I'm so much.
Oh my
God. Yeah, I'm almost nostalgic, everyone. Don't worry. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Man alive.
I'm doing pretty good this episode. I don't think I've sworn once.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oof,
God, it was so tempting to just right now, but that's cheap comedy, guys. I'm a little more highbrow than that.
So for mine, I did Muppets Moonraker.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen
so
Moonraker.
I can't tell you.
And that's okay. But similar to you, I did James Bond is Kermit the Frog.
Good.
I couldn't rightly make him the human character when he's, you know, bedding women. So it'd be like...
Yeah, it felt weird.
It would be weird, I feel. Or interesting. Yeah. I don't know.
For me, it was either make Kermit Max Zorn, which I think would be so funny. Like, he's actually innocent, but everybody else is using him.
I'm happiest in the saddle.
Yeah. Like, and then Grace Jones as Miss Piggy, which would work. But then I was like, now I have to cast two humans as Stacy and James. And that's not fun,
mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah.
And similarly, I changed his name too. It's some Frog. James Frog.
Oh.
Does that sound like Kermit?
It does.
Ish.
Well, yeah. I like that. I wanted to hold you just now.
I'm going to try impressions with some of these. There's a few I've never tried in my life. But Holly Goodhead, Dr. Holly Goodhead, a woman, will be a pig. Piggy Goodhead.
Ew.
I know. It sounds weird. Holly Goodhead. Okay.
You changed their names, all of them.
Just a few.
Oh, okay.
Piggy Goodhead.
Oof.
Miss Piggy.
That's what they called me in high school.
You animal. Piggy Goodhead. I'm going to try. Take me around the world one more time. Does that sound like Miss Piggy?
I was there.
That's okay. Here,
there's more of a rounded, right? She on a little... shopping channel. Spin my Miss Piggy impression.
Here comes my human character, the villain, Hugo Drax.
Okay.
I think of the quote Michael Caine said about filming The Muppets Christmas Carol. He said, I'd play it as serious as a heart attack.
Yeah.
So I was like, Michael Lonsdale, who plays Hugo Drax, he plays him very, very stoic. So I think it would be very interesting to see that character amongst all these Muppets.
Nice. Okay.
And, look after Mr. Frog. See that some harm comes to him. Is a good line.
Mr. Frog.
Mr. Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Frog. James Frog.
Frog. James Frog. That's funny.
Jaws. For me, he almost was my human character. Just keep Richard Kiel in there, yeah. But he got Sweetums.
Yeah, he can't. That's an asset right there.
Yeah, he got Sweetums, and then sometimes sometimes Muppets and Sesame Street blend worlds. I thought it could be really funny if Jaws was played by Big Bird, potentially. Just Big Bird eating people.
Oh my God.
You know, with
that's terrifying.
Teeth.
He's exactly. A scary guy.
There's a scene in Moonraker. You'll see it someday. And I almost want to do this as a post someday, like scariest scenes in Bond films that, you know, Bond's not supposed to be scary, but there are a couple times it's just like, that gives me the willies.
Is it the clown?
Yeah. He's like, he's in a parade and he's like this giant evil looking clown. Yeesh. But yeah, Sweetums. Sweetums is Jaws.
Sweetums is best.
M. Same as you. Sam the Eagle.
There's no other choice.
It just makes sense. I don't know if I can do a Sam the Eagle impression.
Oh, he kind of just talks like this, and you have to...
It's the British way.
There you go.
Pipe down 007. I can't do it.
I hate you, James.
Yeah. I didn't think of... how do you say it? Beaker and... Bunsen.
Bunsen
and
Beaker. Honeydew.
Yeah, I didn't think of them as Q. I don't know why. That's the obvious choice.
What did you do?
I did Statler and Waldorf.
Oh, yeah, that's really good, though. Like, they just give him... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I was just like, they would have to like team up on some lines, be like, I can't do an impression of them. I can try, but... like.
Just like, do the candor.
I think he's attempting re-entry, sir. Attempting. I think he's all the way there. Oh,
that's good.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, you
also,
know.
Also, I know that my impressions aren't good. No one needs to point that out. I'm just having a good time. Anyways. Yeah.
I'm not saying they were good or bad. Saying,
there's one person going, you suck. No, I'm joking. They're all very nice. Everyone's nice to me. Thank you.
And then, of course, Moonraker, you know, originally sung by Shirley Bassey, would have to be sung by Miss Piggy. Would you like to try it? Of course.
How does it go?
It was our wedding song.
Where are you? Why do you hide? Where is that moonlight trail that leads to your side?
Well done. Your falsetto is really coming in. Who would play Moneypenny?
Oh, man. Cecile the Chicken. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't think of Moneypenny.
Oh, that's okay.
Who's, what's her name? Janice? She's in the band. She's one of the Muppets in the band.
That's right.
I'm trying to look up the
It was
characters.
Hard. That's the thing. Like, I couldn't find another female Muppet. I'm like, they're all dudes.
Yeah, it's let's see. Girl Muppet.
It's Janice, Miss Piggy.
It's
there's
Janice,
the cow,
yeah, Janice.
Or the chicken. And then there's the rat, too.
Mm-hmm.
Forget their names.
Yeah, there aren't many.
It's not fair, guys. All right? We need to do something about this. I'm joking. I don't care.
So that's my Muppets Moonraker, where they're all Muppets except for Hugo Drax.
Okay. I like that. That's nice. You actually stuck to the rules.
Well.
You win. You followed the rules.
I win the money.
You win the money. Money, please.
And that's going to wrap up this year's Novice and Nostalgic Squeezmas Special.
That's right.
And to you and yours. To you and yours. Have a happy Squeezmas and at.
Happy Squeezmas and a happy new year.
New squeeze year.
Squeeze year.
I'm checking out. With that being said.
I'm Margot.
Well,
no.
I was going to say, let the people know where they can find us and hear us and, you know, all that good stuff.
Like, on that note, I'm like, goodbye. You can find us on Instagram and only Instagram, where you will find updates on our life, our podcast episodes, and a little something extra here and there. Because we really do try to squeeze the life out of James Bond into our everyday life. Anyways. And where can they hear us?
They can hear us wherever they're listening to us. But also, we're on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, our main hubs, Audio Boom, if you care to listen on the old URL. Mm-hmm. You'll hear episodes like this. We revisit the James Bond films from our novice and nostalgic point of view. And every now and then we bring on some guests and have some nice, good discussions.
That's right. And on that note,
I'm August.
I'm Margo. And this has been
a good squeeze.
A good squeeze.